Into the night, a fiery spout of lava and clouds of dark smoke spew out of the volcano in the Cumbre Vieja National Park. The eruption began with a thunderous roar earlier in the day in Spain's Canary Islands off the coast of northwestern Africa. The island of La Palma had already been on high alert after more than 22,000 tremors were reported in the space of a week. But just days ago, scientists had said they didn't believe an eruption was imminent.
I don't know how to explain it. It was powerful, powerful. To see a sudden explosion like that. We were on orange alert. There were loads of tremors, but being on orange alert, I couldn't imagine it would all be so sudden.
The molten liquids shooting hundreds of meters into the sky and pouring down the hillside closer to some isolated villages. Thousands of people are being moved from their homes, but it's thought most of the island's 85,000 residents are not at risk.
I'm very scared. We didn't expect it. We were warned, but we didn't expect it. We've had earthquakes all night. This morning, I had to hold on to the TV.
In the last major eruption there in 1971, one man was killed as he took photographs near the lava flows. Authorities are warning the curious not to get too close and stay inside if there's volcanic ash nearby. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has put off his trip to New York to attend the UN General Assembly, instead travelling to the Canary Islands to meet with local officials.
Right now, we are keeping a close eye on the fires that may happen as a result of the eruption. We will deploy not only the Civil Guard, who are already there, but also the National Police, forest firefighters and members of the Military Emergencies Unit.
The Cumbre Vieja is one of the most active volcanic regions in the Canaries. Volcanologists say while it's too early to know for sure, this eruption could last for weeks or even months. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.